sir. The San Diego Chargers broke a burglar in my house and ended up, you know, they're the victims this week. So, but yeah, you know, had a, you know, burglary, you know, after the game and just seen some missing things and, you know, everything is getting taken care of. The police are doing a really good job.
When did you get home and discover?
It was like 10:30 when I got home from the game and probably like 1 o'clock in the morning once I started getting ready for the next day. I had to wake up like 8 o'clock in the morning for treatment. So, you know, just going daily stuff and you going through your closet and everything's gone out of there. So, you know, some things are missing.
First time?
That's the first time like something like this happened because, I mean, the place I live in is so secure. But you never know, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. And they found some way to get in there.
How jarring is that just to realize that? Like, someone's been in my space.
You know, it's I feel like, you know, when somebody goes through your things, it's like they're vandalizing your stuff and it's just disrespect. It's not about a material thing. It's about you going through my stuff. You've been in my house. And that's just the main thing. So it don't feel like home anymore. It feels like, you know, everything's been like ground through rubber through. Don't get too close to the 7-foot arms, all right? You know what I'm saying? Don't hurt yourself like that, all right? But, you know, things happen. You just got to be positive and move on.
Strip sack when you don't even mean to.
Yeah, say again?
Strip sack when you don't even
mean to. Yeah, there was a strip sack right there. You know, if you get too close, the hand starts flinging around, you know. But I've been practicing, first practice back, and I feel really good. And, you know, it's a process, though. Getting my arm acclimated back to, you know, punching guys, doing, you know, pass rush moves, and it's a day-to-day process. And, you know, don't know if I'm going to play this week, don't know if I'm going to play next week, but, you know, if it progresses like it should, you know, I'll be out there.
I know you're always a leader, but how much easier is it when you've got the uniform on, or how much more impact in that regard?
It's sort of like, you know, like the microphone you have. If you had to remember everything that I said and you didn't have your microphone, you won't be prepared to write everything down that you need to report, right? So that's what it feels like, you know, for me. You know, putting the pads on, you're starting to get everything, you know, back, feeling good, and it's a lot easier when you're out there doing it instead of on the sideline. So I'm excited about that.
Is there something you're waiting for to make you feel like, okay, I can play this week?
I think strength. Just strengthen that arm. I mean, I play on the right side, so majority of the time when I punch the guy, I'm punching with my left arm. But when you hit, no matter how big the pad is, that shocking sensation going through that bone is making sure it's not as painful every single time. Because every time I hit somebody, 30 plays, 50 plays, so you want to be comfortable out there, not in too much pain.
The doctors tell you it was 100% healed, and what's the worry for, you know, re-injury for it?
You know, I couldn't even answer that question. If it's 100% healed, it doesn't feel 100% healed. But the thing is, that's the bone. I think the muscles have to get acclimated back around it and, you know, so it can hold and be stable. And so that's where I'm trying to get to.
How do you feel the rest of your body, everything else?
Oh, great. The rest of the body feels great. I was running around today, hadn't lost any, you know, conditioning. Actually, I'm bigger than I was, you know, last year. I'm like 250 now. I feel like a beast. If you want to know, I really want to know that. So I'm just waiting for my arm to get right.
Is it a cast or is it a wrap when we saw you practicing?
It's like a plastic, like soft cast deal with a lot of padding around it to make sure I'm not knocking, you know, or breaking somebody's arm when I'm out there, because I will use it. So, but it's just a protection thing to make sure it can withstand some impact.
You plan on playing with it for the rest of the season whenever you do get back?
I wouldn't want to play with it for the rest of the season. I'm one of those guys where if I have some on the right, I want to put it on the left. So as soon as I can take that thing off, I will.
You said you're not materialistic, but how much did it bother you that your Super Bowl ring was?
It was a really big thing because that's a memory that, you know, lasts a lifetime, and that's, you know, your ring. That's, you know, you touching that thing during that ceremony. But then I went back and I thought about Wade. You know, he didn't get to touch his ring and have his name on his ring at the time, but he was still positive about the same situation, and he was able to get his ring back. So for me, you know, it's just a call away and say, hey, you know what, you know, ordering a new ring, getting a new ring, because it still symbolizes the same thing. It's not like I'm going to wear it every day. It's like every once in a while you want to go in there and look at it and say, this is something that I've accomplished. So it's not a big deal.
So, I mean, it would seem difficult for a thief to take a Super Bowl ring and unloaded without anybody knowing what it is.
Yeah, I don't know if he's unloaded or not, but, you know, I'm just glad I wasn't in there when he was in there. I would have sacked him. I really would have did that, both of them, whoever was in there. But it is what it is, and, you know, things happen.
Sure. As far as the ring, it's in the process of ordering a new one?
Just ordering a new one and, you know, making a claim with the insurance and getting a new one.
A lot of fans have retweeted that picture from the hidden cameras, you know, that the cops put out.
Oh, man, the fans have done a great job. I tell you what, when you mess with one of the Broncos country's own, they spread it out everywhere. And I'm like, you know what, I feel safe, even though the police weren't there exactly when they broke in. Once, you know, everything was, you know, put out there, I mean, everybody really jumped on it. And not only was the 12th man, when we were out there playing on the field, when we were off the field, they did their job, what they needed to do, and get everything out there. So I just want to thank them, too, and everybody that's helping.
Is it a concern, the Bartons, you would have to move? Like, the Bartons think you have to move? Like, you're worried about your own safety, privacy?
I think the main thing, you always worry about safety. Because my kids are there sometimes, and, you never know. So, I mean, things to be talked about when it comes to, you know, safety measures. So, I just, you know, take it day to day and just think about it. Right now, I'm just worried about, you know, San Diego Chargers getting ready and just trying to put it on the back burner.
Okay. Thanks, DeMarcus.
All right. Thank you all.